The 13th Floor Elevators were the first band to be called psychedelic. Their frontman, Rocky Erickson, has gone on to have a dramatic career chronicling the supernatural and horrifying inner world he lived in. With the release of a major retrospective of his work by Shout Factory, Ed Ward tells the story of a man who slipped over the edge of the abyss and lived to tell about it.
If you saw the film High Fidelity, you'll recognize the song that starts the movie. It's You're Gonna Miss Me by the 13th Floor Elevators, a legendary group from San Marcos, Texas, just south of Austin. Their album, The Psychedelic Sounds of the 13th Floor Elevators, with its lurid chartreuse cover, liner notes proselytizing LSD, and strange, brilliant songs, came out in 1966. By then, the band was well known not only in Texas, but in San Francisco, where they frequently shared ballroom stages with fellow Texans, the Sir Douglas Quintet. Even in San Francisco, the Elevators were considered odd. The songs were by two writers, Tommy Hall, who played something listed as Electric Jug, which made squiggly noises, and Roger Kynard Erickson, better known as Rocky, who played guitar, sang, and screamed. They recorded for a tiny label optimistically called International Artists in Houston, owned by Kenny Rogers' brother Leland, who thought he had the next big thing under contract. But the same LSD that the band had declared the solution to everything was their undoing. The band fell apart. Then, Rocky was busted for pot, and the story got darker. Faced with the choice of jail or incarceration at the State Hospital for the Criminally Insane in Rusk, Texas, Rocky took the latter. He emerged a changed man, but not changed for the better. Shock treatments and medication had taken their toll, and he had a hard time relating to the world around him. Still, he could write songs, and one day in 1975, Doug Somm, who had led the Sir Douglas Quintet, put Rocky in the studio and got two songs out of him. On one side, a song that Doug told me was the best song Buddy Holly never recorded. The other side, however, pointed in the direction that Rocky would head for the next 10 years. Red Temple Prayer, also obviously known as Two-Headed Dog, was just the beginning. There was a galaxy of horrible things out there, and Rocky wanted to tell us about them. He also wanted to rock like never before. Doug told everyone he could about him, and Stu Cook, former bassist with Creedence Clearwater Revival, took up the challenge of recording Rocky and getting him a record contract.
Don't shake me.
It was 1979, and punk had opened people's ears. Cook found CBS Records in England receptive, and they released an album called Rocky Erickson and the Aliens. The Aliens were his band, as well as the subjects of his songs when he wasn't channeling horror movies. Titles from the first couple of albums included Creature with the Atom Brain, Stand for the Fire Demon, Bloody Hammer, and If You Have Ghosts, You Have Everything. All very scary, all very well done, but ultimately fruitless. It was pretty much impossible to tour the Aliens because Rocky was not getting better. He moved back to Austin from San Francisco and wound up in a housing project where one day federal agents swooped down on him. He'd been stealing mail addressed to others in the project and taping it, unopened, to his walls. He wound up in prison for mail theft. Stories like this rarely have happy endings, but Rocky Erickson had too many friends who wouldn't give up. Terry Owens, an Austin folkie who had introduced Rocky to fellow elevator Tommy Hall years ago and was now involved in recovery and health activism for musicians, began organizing a way to help. Bill Bentley, an Elevators fan who is now a vice president at Warner Brothers, organized a tribute album with contributions from ZZ Top, REM, and Doug Somm. Rocky left prison and attended the release party in 1990 as the efforts to help him snowballed. His younger brother Sumner moved back to Texas to help. Rocky was emerging from his shell. He began to record again.
Please, Judge, don't send that boy away. In society, I wish you'd let him stay. Please don't give him time. Please don't confine.
Today, thanks to many people's efforts, Rocky is doing much better. Happy for the first time in years, just another eccentric Austin musician in some ways, but one with a 40-year legacy behind him and a future that's looking real bright.
Ed Ward lives in Berlin. He reviewed the anthology Rocky Erickson, I Have Always Been Here Before,